Teachers union members and pro-charter school advocates demonstrated outside the governor's mansion yesterday. Meanwhile, inside, Governor Cuomo and his partner Sandra Lee greeted guests who won a lottery to attend an annual open house. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Around 100 teachers from several regions of the state gathered in the biting cold to protest what they believe is Governor Cuomo's unfair stance against teachers and the union that represents them. They even wrote a song that, in part, labels the governor out of touch.
Oh, Cuomo and his clueless friends are clueless as can be. And yet they want to run our schools. They don't care for you or me.
Teachers are angered over remarks Cuomo has made in recent weeks, saying he wants to break up the public school monopoly. Cuomo also vetoed a bill in the final days of the year that he originally sponsored. It would have protected New York's teachers from the effects of the Common Core-related testing for another 2 years. The botched rollout of the new standards has created tensions. But New York State United Teachers President Karen McGee says she wants to change the tone. She says she wants to reach out to Cuomo to understand the plight of the teachers and the students, who she says are understaffed and overtested. The teachers have asked the governor to a series of public discussions.
The governor doesn't understand education and what needs to be done to ensure that New York schools get even better than they already are. And when he's ready to do that, when he's ready to attend the public forums we're inviting him to, when he's ready to really talk to the people who understand what's going on in the schools, then the governor will be ready to make informed decisions.
When asked whether she thinks the scene is set for a heated feud with the governor in 2015, McGee would not directly answer.
We'll do what we need to do.
1, 2, 3, 4. Charter schools deliver more.
A group of charter school advocates stood on another corner across from the governor's mansion. Their signs read, "Thank you, Governor, and great job, Cuomo." Jamail Hood works at a charter school in Albany. He advocates raising the state cap to allow more charter schools. But he says his group is not opposed to the teachers' union and views them as being on the same side.
We need more resources. We need more, there should be more accountability. But at the same time, we're about just trying to get students to graduate and to move on and live productive lives. So for me, working in a charter school, I don't think there's an issue between public school education and charter schools.
Inside the mansion, Cuomo and his girlfriend Sandra Lee greeted guests who had won a lottery to attend and were ushered in small groups to shake the governor's hand and exchange pleasantries. Cuomo took a break from the receiving line to comment to news media about the protests outside. He says he respects teachers, but the disagreement is about how best to get rid of bad instructors. He says the current teacher evaluation system is flawed and must be changed.
I understand the union's issue that they don't want anyone fired, but we have teachers that have been found guilty of sexually abusing students who we can't get out of a classroom. We have a process where literally it takes years and years to get a bad teacher out of a classroom.
Cuomo says the students have rights also to not be taught by poorly performing teachers. The governor says he expects education to be at the top of the agenda in 2015. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.